This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Y'all know what that music means?
The marvel of technology. We could go from Coach Sheehan and morph it to the DOC. My brother Sheehan. What a the first hour, you hope you got all your wagering and stuff done, because you know, for example, I'm going winner take all. But Sheehan did a great job. He got you hooked up, and he's off to a great start with his pro picks, college picks, the whole nine yards. But that's my brother. And I love what he does, because he goes against the trends, and that's a good thing. But one thing I love about Kev is that he may carve a little bit off the top with the wagers and all that. But he's about winning.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. Oh, he's a champion. And what he wants more than anything else is to win the game that his favorite team is participating in. And as we know, that's slim pickings for the most part the last couple, 20 years or so. But it doesn't mean we don't fight. Now, I'm in a relief pitcher category right now. Of course, I'm coming in, you know, trying to hit the gun at 103. I'm coming out the pen. I'm surrounded by a Cowboy fan who I respect because he took a lot of abuse. And this is brother, you can see him right now.
A lot is putting it mildly, Doc.
Now, and I think he's in camera too. He's acting like he don't know how to do this just so he can get more camera time. See, that's a nice move.
He's
nice
getting
move.
You set up. He's doing what
no,
I could.
No, that's a smooth move. He's smooth, though. The one thing about him, even though they haven't won anything since I had an afro, I mean, but yet he still maintains his
poise. Composure.
Yeah, he's smooth.
Oh,
he's smooth.
Trust me. Every
and
day he walks in
he
here,
he never ever looked as if he was panicked last week.
No, he wasn't. He was, and that's partially my fault. I didn't make him as uncomfortable as I probably should have.
I mean, I try not to mess with it, brother, because I was going. I've seen Dakota. It's regular season. I ain't playing Dak.
Listen, man. 7-0 at home against this team in his career.
Yeah, and he usually has one stud outside. He's got two now. Three, got a decent tight end.
Pickens is crazy.
They're awesome in the regular season. I mean, that's a bad,
unbelievable
bad wager.
Second, the weather gets cold, though.
Yeah.
It's like the Dolphins.
No, shh. No, it's okay. It's his time now.
You're right. I got to let him bask in the moment. You're right.
And I'm going, hey, man. Congratulations. I've had, you know, my Cowboy buddies, Derek Davis. I mean, he's just so funny. You know, Clarence Goldsboro, all the hey man, you hail to the victor. I'm not mad whatsoever.
I'm a little mad. Upset is the word. But like, you know, the issues are the issues, and they've presented themselves, and now it's about fixing them, and can this team move forward and fix them? I don't have a lot of faith, but, you know, that's why we play the games, man.
Yeah, interesting week. I look at it and I go, you should not be embarrassed to have lost to Dallas.
It's a division rival. Anything happen? Anything happen?
You should be embarrassed to have given up points before you start screaming and hollering. This is not Linnell, so it's not going to be. You can't.
No, we're analytical here, not emotional.
You can't provoke me. I'm a Lattimore guy. Let me put any of you out here who are who will ridicule this young man, and let me put you on a guy taller than you, just as fast, if not faster than you, and have Dakota Prescott.
And then you have to run backwards to cover.
Dropping the ball
yeah.
right down his coat pocket.
Yeah.
And Shaq Harris and Doug Williams noticed, because Doug schooled me, Shaq told me the story. The thing about him, his goal was to drop the ball down into that lapel part on a blazer. And I was like, I never heard that
in the little pocket square?
Right in the pocket square.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq said that was his deal. And that was Doug. Doug would talk about that. So it's a true story. Dakota, I'm telling you.
He's playing at MVP level right now, Doc.
But it's not anything new.
It's true.
It's not like he hadn't done this before.
It's true. But giving him that second option that he can just kind of default to with Pickens.
Yeah.
Even CD being out, like, he's still got that guy that he can just be like, he's down there somewhere. Let's get it up.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And this week, it's almost like they got a break. When you come off, and we talked rivalry, but I don't really know if these kids look at it as a rivalry. Some of us long in the tooth looked at it as a rivalry. I'm not certain that these youngsters think of it that way. But nothing better could have happened to you than to now play the Chiefs. What better game do you want than to be playing the Chiefs?
I don't know, man. I'd like this one to be a little bit easier.
No. If they were playing a Miami.
Sure, yeah. The Jets.
And they lost, we'd have to be on 24-hour alert.
We
have to call in special services.
Madrid,
FBI, we had to call. It'd be,
Madrid's coming quick,
There's nothing
Doc.
You can do despite when you're playing a champion. Now, nobody other than friends and family and relatives can publicly say they think the Commanders will win the game. You can do that because you're a relative, you're emotionally tied into it,
mm-hmm.
you've got a gun being pointed at your brain, or you just don't know anything about football. Very easy, it could be any one of those categories. But that big guy, BTP, I can't wait to get Chris Russell's pick on this.
Oh boy,
I'm really curious about where Cockadoodle-Doo.
He's got his dueling super six packs coming up later today too.
That's right. Well, he's the originator,
of course.
He's the guy that
he started it all,
and because he doesn't promote it every 15 seconds. Like that other guy does.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy has kind of influenced the public to the point where they think it's his. It's not his.
Listen, you repeat something long enough, people will eventually credit you.
Oh, he repeats it a lot.
Oh, okay, he repeats it plenty.
Yeah, you know, if you want to get, what do you say, when we get with me, obviously we
continue the conversation with me on Twitter?
Yeah, if we did, we would have already done it. Don't you get the hint? We're really not interested, but anyway.
Listen, he gets the people fired up. I'm not going to lie. His Twitter mentions are something.
Yeah.
Depends on the day, though.
That exhibition he put on Monday, that was that was comical. But I do like this, that suppose they have the game of their life. Now, what Washington would have to do is do some things we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like set the edge, like pressure the quarterback, like tackle better. So are we seeing all of that's going to go on display against a better team?
Well, I mean, Quinn said it yesterday. He said to expect better play, but he didn't really say anything about, like, changes or anything. In fact, I kind of want to play it if you want. Let's do
it. It's a novel idea.
Sure.
So you said you're going to look at everything on defense. Will we see any changes on defense?
I think what you'll see is improved play. I think that's, you know, obvious that we want to dig in. So when we wanted to look and assess to where we needed to make change and make adjustments, sometimes they're not these big overhauls, John, that make the major improvement. It's these small calibrations and adjustments. And so that is definitely underway. You know, as we get out of practice today, I'm looking forward to seeing the speed. We're trying to eliminate the hesitation, and we will do that.
So where do you think this hesitation that Dan Quinn is referencing, where do you think that comes from, Doc? Is it like a self-preservation thing, or is it just I want to preserve my body and kind of move forward? I know this is football.
I don't think they're saving anything.
Yeah.
It's a lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They can't possibly be afraid to make a mistake, as many of them as they make.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Clearly.
This is like you're at the mall, and you see a parent with the kids, and you can already tell who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Kids out in the middle of the mall telling her no.
Mm-hmm. Running around doing the circles, cartwheels. Yeah. He's the one running the show.
Youngest in charge. That's usually the perfect example.
Sure,
when
yeah.
When you see a brat showing his behind off somewhere, that's what I think of when I hear youngest in charge. Because that means that if the young person is in charge, that's somewhere you don't want to be.
It's true.
Where do you want to be where a toddler is controlling things? This team needs to play with more confidence. And it's hard when you come from the motivational peak of success, university. This is not supposed to be the way it goes. That's why you have DQ as mm-hmm. your head coach. And then we went through the camp. We've already done all this. The question is, if the people aren't doing the job properly, here's the million-dollar question. Why are they in the game? That's what I pose to you. If you can answer that for me here today, 301-230-0980, I'd be much obliged. I'm confused as to why repeat offenders would be involved in anything.
Because they don't think they have anybody better. And so they think chalk it up to...
So you're saying that they're really not capable evaluators.
I'm not saying that.
Wait, hold on. Yes, you did. You just said that. You sound like that young guy now, BTP. They picked him. Nobody forced these people on them.
Yeah.
It was their draft board. It was their scouts doing it. Correct me if I'm wrong. All of this is done deliberately
mm-hmm.
by them. So then you're saying you got who you wanted, and now you can't put a cynic? He can't get in a game? Can't get a pass thrown to him? Second-round pick? Slim, I don't care who you are. That is not piling on. That's a normal question that anybody that's worth their weight and wants to be credible would be able to pose that question. I don't know.
It's certainly an interesting one. It's just like...
Well, I do know, but I mean...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard because I don't want to go out and say... Because it takes time to evaluate the first draft class. Like Kevin has said it multiple times, it takes 3 years. We're in year two of this draft class, and it's not looking great so far. Like Brandon Coleman just being on, being a healthy scratch, Ben Sinnott not getting as much play as you want. Mike Sainer still has had a very far regression so far this year.
Right, it's young.
It's true. It we are only a third of the way through the season, and it can turn around. But, man, some of these issues do not look very fixable. I mean, the targeting of Mikey when he's lined up one-on-one with guys that are much taller than him, and he plays like a dog, but, man, sometimes you need those extra inches. Pause.
Well, he's been his size most of his life.
It's true.
And his resume is pretty bright. So that's what
I
don't buy any of that. It works in tandem. Corner play pressure on the quarterback.
For sure.
If you don't have none, just say that 7-on-7. And who wins? That's why I was trying to scream and holler through our training camp when we had some experts giving reports from training camp about 7-on-7, as if they were actually doing play-by-play.
Well, as you know, Doc, that's Underwear Olympics.
Oh, I know that. I try to say it as often as possible so those of you listening
try to remind the
don't
people.
Know will know it's fake. It's fake. It's choreographed. Everybody knows where everybody's going. Of course the defense is going to win. It's not even in full pads. And you're not wrong for not knowing that. That's not your business. If you didn't play ever and you don't cover it ever, why would you know? And unfortunately, you get some reckless individuals that are 27 years old and they start spewing this thing out as if it was something that was real. And then people, they don't know the difference. And all of a sudden, oh, man, our defense. No, come on, Slim. But anyway, now it's on. I like the fact that it's Kansas City. I really do. Because call me today, right here, right now, and tell me if you think the Commanders are going to beat the Chiefs Monday Night Football. And then we'll take the conversation from there. That's why I think it's a great matchup. Because should they pull it off, it'll be almost like one of their signature victories last year. Remember the six on the last play? And see, when it works your way, you just embrace it and move on.
It's true.
But
you don't evaluate it. This should have happened.
Yeah, it's like, we take it. All of us would do it.
Yeah.
You know, here's the deal. You're walking down the street. There's a $100 bill on the ground. You pick it up. Now, there's some of us that will pick that up. And we might even go to the closest business around or chase some authorities down to actually figure out who might this belong to. Now, that's going to be a small number. But I do believe that's possible. In this case, I didn't hear one phone call where anybody said anything about what happened. They were just glad it happened. And I don't blame them. So was I. But right now, are you built tough enough to be able to withstand if it goes against you? Are you going to quit? Are you going to roll up? What are you going to do? Because it's a part of development. And I say this having lost 5 games in a row in this market with Joe Jackson Gibbs in his first year. So I'm not making it up. I'm telling you what I walked, lived through, ran through, died and tried and through. So this is reality. Does it mean our season is over? Not at all. But eventually, this team is going to have to show us who the heck they are. Max, you know who they are? I know Cowboy, he happy. He wants them to stay stuck on where they are right now. And I ain't mad at you, Slim. Had y'all lost? First of all.
Oh, it would have been a nightmare.
Because I expected us to beat them.
I would have. Just because I like to rub it in
the face. I just expected to beat them. But we don't beat them every year. It's like when they came here. I'm still not over last year when they came here.
Mm-hmm.
And were allowed to wear them white jerseys, and they went down and won. That just, and I know I should be more mature. It's a lack of maturity, I claim it. I claim it, no problem. 301-230-0980. DOC, in for Coach Sheehan. And I appreciate, a lot of you have really caught on. Well, we had a couple people on Burgundy and Gold today that when they will call him Kevin, we stop him right in the tracks. Coach Sheehan.
That's right.
Let's get that straight. And there's so much. I knew that the gambling thing with Kev, what we saw, tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah. It's
a tsunami coming. No, it's a tsunami. And
a lot of names getting thrown out there.
I hope nobody acts like they're surprised. And it shows us that I would think the least lowest amount of athletes that would wager would have been the group that had so much. But that's what I'm turning around on. When we say, and Bugs, I'm with you, dog. And Bugs, you say a lot of our fans have been disappointed with some of the comments I've seen on social media. And that's part of fan. You should be. You're disappointed when your children do things you don't want them to do. But you don't stop loving them. Let's get it straight. You don't quit on them. Anybody that would quit right now on the Commanders was never in on the Commanders. They were imposters. There's no way in hell you can convince me of that. And you still got a shot. I know some of the experts are already talking. I can't say it without laughing, but they're talking playoffs. And they're trying to give you their feelings as to who will win and who's going to make it a whole bit. And to some of it, they could be right. Could be. But if you know anything about the schedule, and you do because you follow this, just like I do, we have opponents right now. And why I like this, where we're at, because you shouldn't be embarrassed if you don't beat any of the next 3 opponents or 4 opponents. Because self-esteem is important now. See, when we were brought out of sewage last year, it's not like we weren't deserving of it, but let's be real, man. This was a trash organization. It was a trash team. In last place far more than you've ever been in first. And all of a sudden, bingo. I don't care how old you are. We all like a little bit of magic. We do. It's just normal. I mean, you like it. If not, you wouldn't be so paralyzed by fireworks and things. Some of about us, we just like it. But you haven't thought about, you know, I mean, we won six in the last second. Suppose you lost six on the last play of the game. Would it crush you, or would you be able to build on it and bounce back? You were all in the front row buying gear. You were singing. You were doing the fight song. You were all in. Was it just because they won or because you bleed burgundy and gold? That's the question where I challenge a lot of you young people.
I think that's fair.
Fair or not, that's what it is. So respond. You tell me, because I think we got a shot. We're still in the thing. What is the thing? Is it the East? Is it to make the playoffs? That's what I'm saying. What is it?
Well, so it right now, I mean, the path forward, looking at it, going forward, mm-hmm. Got to win. It's going to come down, like I've said, to these last five games. I mean,
you say it too? Rooster?
I said it to Kev.
I've said it to Rooster.
It's going to come down to this, these last few games, because you got what? It's Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to close out the season.
Who do you think Rooster's going to take in the Giant game?
Gee, I wonder. But yeah, it's just going to come down to those games, man. I mean, right now you're 1-4 in the NFC, so you're not going to win any of these tiebreakers to sneak into some wild card spot right now. Mm-hmm. So it comes down to the division. You've got to win that division. You've got to win your divisional games. You can't drop one like they did last week to the Cowboys, which is why I think it makes it so much more infuriating, because that was one that, well, yeah, Jaden was missing his top three receivers. Sometimes you gotta need the kid to put on the cape, but it's also unfair to ask him to do that more often than not, because he's only one guy, and only one guy can have so much effect on a football game. Now, that depends on week to week, but man, it's just, you can't drop divisional games like that. You can't get doubled up by a divisional rival. So going forward, you gotta win these games. I mean, I've said that over and over, but this next Giants game is not a cakewalk. Dallas, you got to get your lick back at home. That's going to be on Christmas. That's just going to be a weird vibes game. But the when you got these next three games in front of you, where it's three very, very strong offenses in the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Lions, and this defense can't buy a stop, man.
Say that again.
Doesn't look good.
Who's the next people lined up? Say it again.
Got the Chiefs. The Seahawks. We got the Lions. And then you travel to Madrid, take on the Dolphins. And anything can happen overseas.
Well, the trip alone, you got to play the trip.
Right, exactly.
So you got to play two opponents.
Exactly.
See, it's the trip. And I know a few people going to be on that trip. And I'm just telling you, the trip.
Whole lot of people around here.
And then the opponents.
Yeah.
And that, I'm more concerned about that game than I am Kansas City game. I feel better about us against the Chiefs than I do the Dolphins.
That's interesting. That's a take. That's a take, Doc.
Truth, because I don't trust them. How could you trust them?
That's fair.
Why, you think they're better than the Dolphins?
The record would indicate such.
Okay. What do your eyes tell you?
If they got Jaden, yeah.
They've had Jaden this year.
If Jaden plays in Miami... Yes. Okay. If Marcus Mariota plays in Miami, I think as long as he has a healthy receiving core like he may this week, yes.
You know what I like about Thursday night football?
What do you like about Thursday night football, Doc? Not many people do like anything about it.
Well, I don't like the technology, but I'm stuck with it.
Fair.
But again, I used to also drive a car, and I had to roll the windows up.
Yeah.
So I always have to remind myself that one day – we're going to be able to stop that, rewind it, move. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to wait it out. But I just love the fact that whenever Harbaugh Jim is coaching. I already know what's going to happen. 42 runs. Now, you know, I was like, that to me is like symphony orchestra playing at its best. He has an advantage, and he never lets you up. He strangles you, then he kicks you in the head until his boot goes through your brain. I know that's core. That's awful. Sounds bad. But you know what? That's football. And when he got Alt back, getting Alt back was like getting the Heisman Trophy winner to most people. I knew for him, it was a hammer. It was a hammer. 42 times. Can you imagine us running 32 times?
It'd be nice. Nice to get Bill that many touches. You kidding me? Get Bill 200 yards on 30 touches?
Oh, my goodness. I sit back and think, what if? Man, how good would that be?
What if,
what's the odds of that happening?
If you're in Cliff Kingsbury offense, they're slim.
Well, no. And I like him. I mean, he's shown me that he's got a gift. He's got a gift. But I just don't know if there's enough pepper in his grits in order to get this job done. Sam Cosmi, you know, guy comes back, been out a year, major injury, comes back and plays the entire game. Now, that is a pure savage. No camp. No nothing. And just
3 weeks of ramp up. And yeah, ramps him up. Back right out there.
Stone cold killer. So that meant, I thought, wow, we're going to even get better with our biggins up front.
That was the hope.
But we didn't lean on them.
Didn't work right.
No, we didn't lean on them. I'm hoping that we will down the road. Yeah, I really am. But let's take a break. 301-230-0980. Coach Sheehan is out DOC-DHing for my brother. And we got a lot to talk about because it's the Chiefs in prime time. I think it's a great game. I'm glad we're playing them and not the Dolphins. Stay with us.
All righty. And before we hit that break, I do want to tell you guys about Window Nation. I know things are tough right now for some folks in the D.C. area, especially with the government shutdown. If you've been impacted, Window Nation wants to help. Right now, buy two windows, get two free, and make no payments and pay no interest for 2 full years. That's real relief and a great way to make your home more comfortable before winter hits. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied customers right here in the DMV, you can trust Window Nation to take care of you and your home. So don't wait. Visit windownation.com before October 31st to get started. Window Nation, quality windows, flexible financing, and comfort you can count on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We got to make one thing clear. Brother Sheehan is out, and there's a rumor that he interfaced with G from the shop yesterday. I will not be able to declare whether that's true or not, but if he hooked up with G from the shop, then yeah, thank goodness it's Friday. Oh, he might miss a little bit more time. Tim out in Connecticut. Welcome to the Sheehan Show, DHDOC.
Doc, great to hear your voice. Always love your perspective. I'm really curious why the team is having trouble reestablishing the team identity. You know, this is a second year, basically the whole coaching staff returning, all the main players returning, all the leadership people returning, and yet they're struggling in that department just by their own admission yesterday in the press conference. Why do you think that's happening? And then a follow-up, why is this offensive line supposedly the real strength on the team? Why aren't they always clicking? They're more off and on, and why can't they establish that consistency?
Well, there are a lot of different players coming in and out. You just got Cosby back for the first time all year. It's never the same team. Last year's team is gone. There's a whole new team. And they have a lot of young players, and not all of those guys have been baptized. They haven't been allowed to play, in my opinion. Every game has its own personality. And there are reasons why we probably should have performed better. But if you don't, and you don't react to it, what's your reaction? If a guy gets beat on a pass play, if a guy gets beat on a run play, what's your reaction to it? I'm still waiting to find out what the reaction is. And you've had some injuries. And your most spirited player, your real team leader, hadn't played almost all year in Terry McLaurin. So if you pull leadership out, then you got rid of some people that were really good that are on other teams this year. This is not that hard to understand why their record is what it is. Make sense?
I appreciate that, Doc. Thank you.
You got it, brother. All right, Kansas City, I knew we'd hear from him. I've been waiting on him. JYD, welcome home.
What's up?
Been waiting to hear from you. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, it's this time of year. You get the fans and the team is getting the early Christmas gift, and the coaching staff and the general managership will also get a Christmas gift because you now get a chance to take out your notepads and take some notes on what a real champion looks like. Or whatever. And when I look at I've been on both sides of the fence. I hear all the same. I hear the fans that are unhappy with the team right now, with the Commanders right now. You don't have to stay. You don't have to put yourself through the ringer all the time. There's 31 other teams out there. Or whatever. You know, I went through the same ringer. And then I finally decided I ain't gonna do that no more. What I do look at is that I was pulling for you all and fighting for you all last Sunday, and it didn't happen. But I will say this. I don't understand why every time you say you want to be this, but you don't want to do anything to change the results. And when I say that, I looked at the Detroit Lions last week, and they was playing Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
and they didn't have, but on defense, They didn't have nobody in their secondary. Everybody that they had was either hurt or I think it was one guy might have been suspended for what happened last with the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's not but much different than a year ago.
Right. But what
49ers,
I do know
same
is
thing
that,
too.
Right. But everybody was hurt in their secondary.
Yeah.
And their general manager obviously went out and got four or five other guys, and they played like vicious dogs. So it makes me wonder, why in the hell doesn't the general manager here, how come he can't go out here and get some of these guys off the scrap heap?
Yes, a question.
That's what makes me wonder.
A little bit more geared for the offseason. Appreciate your call, though. And your point is valid. I mean, we act like we can't get people to change the direction they're going in. And maybe we can say it's too soon. That's why I'm glad we play the Chiefs. I'm glad we're playing a team that's way ahead of it. And other than friends and family, who really thinks that the Commanders are going to beat Kansas City? Lap. You're next here on the Sheehan Show with DLC. Lap, going once.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello?
Lap, we got you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I said good show as always, Doc. I want to see what we stack up at, man. You know, that's why I wanted this tough schedule. When you win, you get a tough schedule the next year.
Exactly.
So we have to have a consistent win, you know, every season so we can get these upper echelon teams. You know, a team that's better than us or somewhere in the mix to see what we stack up.
Well, they may have a better roster. They may have an edge on certain things. Being better is determined when the contest starts.
True that. But what I'm saying is, like, we'll know what we stack up at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we don't know because we talk. We don't do what we say we're going to do. Our bark has been a lot bigger than our bite.
Well, we got to come out with a sense of urgency, man, and fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell the young guys I play ball with, I say, man, y'all can play. Y'all good, but y'all ain't got no dog. Y'all too quiet for me, man. I need a bunch of Westbrooks on my team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so yeah.
That's what I be telling them, man. Yeah.
Well, good
so
stuff,
we need
man.
Some Westbrook, some mama mentality out there.
Yeah,
Doc.
Appreciate that. Jonesy, you are next. Thank you, lad. Appreciate that. Jonesy, what up?
See, Doc, I'm going to be honest with you. I would be scared to take Junkyard Dog with me to a barroom fight because he just might change it off the side. But that's all right.
Well, that's you but he would always know he's Kansas City. He's never shied away from the fact that he's a defect, that he quit on one organization and went to another one. That other one has hit the jackpot.
Exactly. I'm just saying, you know, I've been with the Burgundy and Gold back way back in the day, 74, 75.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere yet. There ain't another team in the daggone NFL that I would want to hit.
But that's how you're wired. Everybody's
winning.
Not wired that way.
That's true, too.
Most people
that's
take the too. Convenience out.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this, man. As far as my offense go, I feel like eventually they're going to come together and figure it out and get it together. And
you
win.
Feel that way or you hope? Because I don't know how you can feel the way. I don't know how you can feel something you haven't seen. You can hope for stuff you haven't seen.
My defense. My defense has got me biting on my fingernails.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect. I mean, you know, when that opposing quarterback is calling for the ball, and I got my my quarterback communicating with the safety or linebacker, hey, what are we running? Oh, that just just burns me up, Doc. I got to see something different than that.
Yeah.
They got to change that up. That's what they got to change. It's the players. They got to get that together. Other than that, I'm going to look from what I see on Monday, and I'm going to get back with you.
I appreciate that. We got Donna Hopkins coming at the top of the hour. She's going to give us some insight. Skeletos on the ground.
Hopefully she can help me out.
Yeah, I hope so too. Max, I seem that people, sometimes when I hear our fan base, I think we're talking about two different topics.
I mean, it kind of, it depends on who you're talking to, because this fan base is, and Kevin and I have talked about it kind of off air, the bipolarness.
He'd really appreciate if you refer to him as
coach. You're right.
Okay, thank you.
But we've kind of talked about it off air. It's just the bipolar attitude with this fan base is it exemplifies the 25 years of darkness that has finally been lifted. And I think people are still trying to find, they don't want, it's a comfort being bad because you don't have to emotionally invest yourself as much. It's a way to protect, kind of shield yourself from the feelings. And so when something goes wrong, you immediately jump off or find a reason to jump ship. And I think that's kind of what a lot of people are dealing with right now with how it looks. It doesn't look good, but at the same time, you're still a fan of this team. You're not going to jump off the, like, I'm not jumping off the wagon. I would never do that. Like, that's just not how I was raised. But there's always next season. But this season ain't lost either.
Next? Yeah, we're still in.
Still now. There's still opportunity in front of you.
Lots of it. Lots of it. Don't let that big fella tell you that you don't have a chance.
No, I would never. There's always a chance, especially when you got five. But at the same time, I'm not blind. I watch the games. I've seen this defense. It does not look good.
Five is human too.
It's true. It's true.
People talk about him like he's a superhero.
Because he was last year.
Well, no, he made some heroic plays. He's human.
Yeah.
He's human. He needs them like they need him. And the best is going to be yet to come, but he still needs his body functional.
Yeah.
So he can be that dude.
Right. And that's the important thing right now is keeping him healthy.
You don't want to see him press.
Oh,
you don't want to push him into the point where, because you haven't seen that. But he's human. And so that's why I'm just pushing run, baby, run. Get this dude a chance to settle in.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see, you know. That's why we do this, because we love the interaction with it. Bonesy, is Bonesy back in play here at 301-220-9? Okay, here we go. Brother Sheehan is out. You know who's in, the DH. What's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's going on, big brother Doc? My main man, shout out to Max. Shout out G from the shop, Jonesy, all the K-9s, man. Man, look, keep the faith, man. Y'all hang in there, man. We burgundy and gold till we get old, man. Simple as that, man. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. Hang on in there, man. We're going to take this thing one game at a time. Simple as that, man.
I hope so.
I love you, Doc. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you, peace, brother. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Neil from Rockville, I almost called him attorney. He didn't like him when I refer to him as a professional. He wants to just be one of the guys. It's always good to hear from him. Good to see, again, this is my brother Sheehan, man. He hangs around a good group, and that's what it's truly all about. Do you have anything to say about the Wizards? I got to make sure I mention
They defensively not great. That's kind of my take. I mean, the first half last night, they didn't really do a good job at covering anybody, but they did start to lock down in the second half, but I mean, the damage was mostly done by then. But I think a lot of this young core, it's going to take time, of course, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I think they're going to be okay. I think the kids are going to be all right. I think I like Keyshawn a lot. Keyshawn George is really, really good. But it's just
it's going to take some time. The NBA, it's almost like the NFL when I look at it and go, you either draft a game changer. When you get a game changer, it changes your program. Wembanyama, if you saw what Wemby did, that's what, to me, the draft identifies. And when you see Wembanyama, then you know we don't have one of those. You drafted pretty high. Went you as high as what, two? There's a jump between two and one. When I watch Wemby, I think, wow, now I get what everybody talks about, the lottery, and what that means and what it morphs to. It also shows me what you don't have. You don't have an alien. You tried. You're in the attempt to. So what happens? Are you going to develop a team concept now to make up for it? What happens when you have to go against one? Watching OKC going back-to-back. Who predict? I don't even know if Kevin could have predicted that. OKC going beyond the limits, back-to-back. But what do they have? Now, everybody talks about how he builds a team. Look who he has. He's got an alien that's not even playing, that has not even suited up. But he's got more than one. Some have none. I am just dying to see where this is going. I think it's pretty easy now to see in the NBA. You either have one or you don't. The NFL, you got to have one on each side of the ball if you're lucky. Now, Dallas didn't think they needed one. They had one on defense, and they opted him out. Now they're in close to – are you in last place defensively? I think Dallas is now holding up last place defensively, and they got rid of the alien that they had. Show me how you can win without one. That's what I want somebody to do that to me. Let's go back to the lines, 301-230-0980. Is that Samaj?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Doc? You know, anytime you're on the air, I'd like to get in and get a call and get some love. Thanks for taking my call, Max. Appreciate y'all. Well, Doc, I'm you know, a lot of the talk so far, I've been general, so I want to get right specific to it. My fangs is out. I'm on dog time, so I want to ask you a dog question. Big bro, what is your take on the defense and in combination with that and Joe Witt being the play caller? Please give me a Doc Walker professional, experienced, tenured opinion. Thank you, bro. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate y'all.
You got it. I can't believe he didn't check a brother out on X, because I say the same thing all the time. Your eyes don't lie. I'm a Lattimore guy. I'm not clowning Lattimore like I hear a lot of our professionals are, it's clearly they've never been on the field having to cover somebody that was bigger, stronger, and faster than they are. The fact that he's as close as he is to me is remarkable. It's remarkable. You get a pass rush and then judge a corner. You got to tackle better. We're just outmanned sometimes in nickel because we don't have the personnel to run with certain people. And they know it. They don't put people in that can run. So I don't have any sympathy for them because they're doing it to themselves. This is sabotage. You can do whatever you want to do to yourself. But don't tell me, I heard you all camp talking about these athletic freaks you had on defense. I didn't expect them to come in and run over guards, but I expected them to cover backs out of backfield, tight ends, and underneath coverage. They don't get in the game. So how can you evaluate them? So if you want to get bludgeoned and just take it and you staying stubborn, then deal with the results of it. I'm not gonna overcoach that. I'm not going to disrespect your authority. I trust in you. So I'm going to watch you do this to yourself because I have no way to explain it. It's clear as day that if they don't go zero blitz on most of these situations, they have no chance of getting there. Now, if you got a better remedy to it than I do, holler at me. 301-230-0980. TC and MD, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Doc, you my man. You my man. I was saying that I'm older than you. I'm back in the George Allen days.
Oh yeah, you
see
got
what
me.
I'm saying?
Got before me by
you,
a dime.
Before you even got there.
Yeah.
Before your time.
Right.
So I bleed it.
You're
I'm Larry
original.
Brown and all that. Back
yes,
there.
Yeah, Charlie Haraway. Yeah,
that's me.
That's Jerry
me.
Smith. So.
I'm here from a long time, and I hear these fans, and I hear commentators come on, y'all talk this, and about this and this and this. The deal is, a lot of times, it's about the organization and who they actually bringing into camp. Preseason and before then training camp, everybody pumping them up, what they got to do in the defense. The defense on the real Doc was trashed last year. And it's trash this year. It never has improved. If you put the defense, what mm-hmm. they had last year and what they had this year, mm-hmm. it ain't changed. There's no dogs on the defense. A dog is something that's consistently a dog. Fred Warner and the 49ers, those were dogs. You got to have a dog that's consistently.
Now, come on now. Fred Warner might be the best in the game. It's kind of hard to compare most people. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But that's the top.
You
got to
have a dog that's consistent.
I'm with you.
You got to have a dog right. consistent. You can't have a dog to show up one game and then miss like eight games.
No, that's not. And if it is again, a dog, it's a house. Dog. It's a house dog.
That's a poodle.
Right.
A poodle.
Yeah,
well, poodles
yeah.
do bite. These
yeah.
cats we got don't even bite. So my point is, Adam Peters and company, they knew when they came in that you got to get a dog on defense. You drafted a beast of a quarterback, whatever the case may be, from the bump, but he was Superman last year. This year he ain't Superman because they got kryptonite on him. It happens. You got to have something behind, some other super friends. We don't have no more super friends to go with this dude. See, and that's what they do. They try to just pencil anybody in, and then some of the people come up and say, oh, yeah. Oh, we got good defense. They doing pass rush. Just like you said, they out there in their shorts and whatnot. That don't mean crap. They was all half not that good in the beginning. They older crew, been on some other teams, then come here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he draft, the drafts he had on defense, they may hit, they may not. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Kellen, they ain't hitting on defense. The defensive side of the ball ain't nothing hitting yet. And then now, you tell me Dan Quinn and them don't even want to play him? That don't even make sense.
Can only tell you what my eyes tell
sense.
Me. They're not in the game.
Well, if they ain't in the game, then that means it must be terrible evaluation on Adam Peters and company if they can't get in the game. This is some of them guys in second year, some of them guys, or the first year. By now, you can't get in the game. That is terrible evaluation. And that's another thing. We're giving too much rope to Adam Peters. You draft somebody in the third, fourth, fifth round, and they can't even get in one game to play. They can't even. Come on, Bobby Wagner. I love Bobby Wagner. He old. He can't cover. And you can't put nobody out there who can cover? Come on, man.
It makes you scratch your head. And they might say that's the best they have. And you're saying a lot of things I'm saying. I'm just asking the questions. I'm not going to go over your head. It's your team. You're with them every day. But you're telling me, obviously, what you see at practice doesn't turn you on. So you seem reluctant to put people in the game. Only time will tell. I'll tell you what, playing Kansas City on Monday night, you ain't going to have a choice. You're going to have to keep people fresh because it's ones versus ones. And we know what their ones look like. Appreciate the call. Oh, no. Is this really G from the Shop or is it an impersonator?
It is, but we got Donna coming up here.
Okay.
So we're a little short on time, but I mean, G's. I know G's listening, and I know G will hold, and I'll apologize to him personally here in a second.
Scalettos, then we got to serve time for you, G. We can't just throw you in on a quick clip.
Yeah, I want to give G his moment.
Let's do that. We'll do that. Pay some bills, come back, Donna Hopkins, and then G from the Shop. He is awake, and we don't want to waste a second of his time. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.